Current events.
Cutting edge.
Faith.
It's awesome.
Encouragement on the go.
It's the SOS Radio Podcast.
We're talking to David Crowder on SOS Radio this morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, man.
Well, great is better than average, that's for sure.
Yeah, above average. This side of the dirt, good day.
This side of the dirt.
Yeah, got to make the best of it.
That is a good way to wake up in the morning, this side of the dirt.
I don't know, either way, glory or here.
How's your week been so far? What's been the highlight of your week?
We just now got on the tour again, so, you know, we had busy travel yesterday. That's not a highlight of my week. Plane flight from Atlanta, Georgia to Seattle, Washington, that's a long time to sit still.
Ooh.
Yeah. I had that window seat, you know, so can't get up and about, you know. And so got to know my neighbor real good. His name was Kent. Yeah, we had a good time. That might have been the highlight of the travel, was hanging out with Kent for a little while. I like that. I'm that guy that bugs you and talks to you. You try to put your headphones in, I'm still going to bug you.
Yeah, there's a couple of different plane guys. There's like the close talkers. There's the loud talkers. Then there's the ones that just ignore you altogether, like you don't exist, when you're like, hey, bro, can I get up? Go to the bathroom, take your headphones off. They're just like, ignore.
Yep. That guy's a tough one to crack, you know. I'm like, man, we're flying through the air, sitting in the seat. That's magical. Let's enjoy ourselves.
What's your go-to way to pass the time on an airplane?
Well, usually playing games on my phone or programming on my computer, making the beat. You know, probably one's more productive than the other. But I'm stuck on this game called AA. It's dumb. All you do is a spinning wheel, and you just try to throw these little 10 darts at it as it spins around. It's real dumb, but man, is it addiction might be. I need intervention. I need somebody to sit me down and say, listen, better things we can be doing with your time, David.
It means you just got to watch more movies, that's all.
Yeah, that works too. I don't know, the tiny TV thing messes with me. You know, I want the big screen and the surround sound, you know. I want to feel the room shake.
I know, Disney just released their new Cinderella movie, and they've been working on a lot more of these live-action versions of their old, like, animated stories. You know, like, you see the things like Maleficent and Alice in Wonderland. I heard they're going to make one like Dumbo.
Man, I'd go to that one, that's for sure. You know, I just don't know. Do we need another Cinderella movie? That's kind of my deal. We kind of know what happens, right? Like, she's going to lose her shoe. It just feels too close to home. You know, I'm always looking for that shoe. Nobody ever brings it to me, you know.
What do you think would be the best animated movie that they could make into, like, a real-life person one?
Yeah, that Lady and the Tramp. I like the romantic comedies. So, you know, dog movies and dogs, that's pretty cool. That might be pretty cool. Not a lot of action. I guess they get chased a little bit. So maybe it would be, I like chase sequences. A dog chase sequence would be pretty fantastic.
Yeah, how can we jazz that movie up and make it modern? You know, I'm thinking the meatballs need to be a lot bigger. The chef needs to be a lot hairier.
You're going to have to blow it up, right? Suddenly, at my house, all the dogs, we've been there for a while now, and there were no dogs barking. And now the dogs, every night, they're barking. Something's up in the neighborhood. I can't figure it out. They're howling, they're barking. I don't know if they're talking to each other. It reminded me of that. It was probably one of the Lady and the Tramp in my head.
Yeah, as long as they're not sneaking into your kitchen, stealing all your food.
Now, that's a good movie right there, you know? You got a well-trained dog to be able to pull that off and get in the cabinet and everything.
That's a good Texas dog right there.
That's good.
We have David Crowder hanging out with us today at SOS Radio. And David, when you were going to college at Baylor in Texas, did you ever think you'd be playing music professionally on stage with bands like Mercy Me and Matt Maher?
Absolutely not, man. I fell into this deal. My plan, now don't laugh at me, but my plan was, I grew up in Texarkana, Texas. My dad had this insurance agency, and with that nepotistic hookup, it was just destiny that I was eventually going to take over the family practice. So, you know, after school, I'd go work at the office with him, and you know, as long as I could pass that insurance exam, I was in. That was what was going to happen. And I went off to school, part of a church started writing some songs. They leaked out, I guess you'd say, and before I knew it, I was calling home saying, Dad, looks like I'm going to be a while, and this is all unforeseen.
Now, were you raised in church? Were you always plugged in at church?
I thought I was born in the nursery at First Baptist Church, Texarkana, Texas. That's what I told people. I was born in the nursery there. It was pretty schizophrenic, though. So you got traditional Southern Baptist, you know, hymnal, big pipe organ on Sunday mornings, and then my parents would drag me and my brother to wherever, you know, quote-unquote, the Spirit was moving. So we got that Pentecostal thing in the evening times, and, you know, Wednesday night, we were running about the town. So I've seen pretty much everything that's happening. No snakes or anything like that, but I've seen a I've seen a lot of the church. It just makes me love it more. There's some fun stuff happening out there.
So when you were at Baylor, you said you got plugged in with a church plant. How did that happen?
Well, a friend of mine, he was a itinerant pastor outside of town at this little country church. And he got to talking one evening on my balcony about church and about, you know, Baylor. Baylor's, you know, a Christian school located in the South, right in the Bible Belt. I don't think we're the Buckle, but we're close to it. And he's like, man, Baylor just did this survey of the student population. Over 50% of the students at this Christian school in the South never set foot in church their entire stay at school. And I was kind of right in the middle of that, just, you know, moving off from home, having grown up in church, sorting through what this faith is my parents, what baggage I have from my institutional experience. And he made it sound real simple, man. Just people in relationship with each other, love each other, trying to follow this person, Jesus. And so he, before I knew it, he'd started something and said, I want you to do the music. I said, well, I'll help out. So it kind of worked as an MD there for our start, just rehearsing people and getting players together, picking songs, all that good stuff. And it was a little while before I was shoved in front of a microphone. I was kind of in the back for a while, but sure enough, it's all his fault.
We're talking to David Crowder on SOS Radio. We're just talking about when he was at Baylor University in college. God kind of put something on his heart. Someone challenged him. Ended up starting a church and just kind of doing it all from scratch, making it basic.
Yeah, just trying to make a dent in that thing. Wasn't the person of Jesus that students were rejecting, but more so, as I said, the institutional experience. And a lot of us growing up in traditional spaces had some baggage, and we just became a place to help folks set some of it down and reattach to the story of God and realize they're a part of it.
Obviously, we live in this kind of post-denominational world right now where a lot of things have been going in this, like, non-denominational aura of church. And a lot of people who came in the traditional setting don't really understand that. But then a lot of new people, like you're talking about at Baylor, are like, okay, this is kind of refreshing to me. Where do you see the church really moving right now?
Man, there's some really great stuff happening. I think you're exactly right. I think for younger folks, even politically speaking, they're so hesitant to align themselves with a certain party or a certain organization. They want to be able to ask questions, big questions, like, why are we here, that sort of thing. And so the dogmatism of maybe my previous experience in church is not as appealing. And again, it's all about relationship, acceptance, love. That stuff gets simple. When you just jump alongside somebody and want to live life with them, you know, looking at scripture, Jesus never really started with morality. He just started with relationship. And I feel like that's a huge thing and something you see, you know, all across the country. That's really been an approach that, and a shift, I feel like, that rather than propositional faith, it's more experiential now.
Now, do you feel like it's okay to belong before you believe? You think that's legit?
Man, I think, you know, Jesus walks up and establishes something that says, your love, and the rest is then it goes sin no more. You know, so I feel like it's a pretty decent model to go after.
So good. We've been talking to David Crowder this morning on SOS Radio. Thanks for calling in today. Thanks for sharing.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Scott.
Thanks for listening to the SOS Radio podcast with Scott Harold. If this discussion encouraged you, feel free to share it with your friends on social media.